Well, I'm doing great. I have to chuckle because, you know, that was supposed to be released on Wednesday. Randy's going to play one day with the USBL because he's going to donate some tickets to the Boys and Girls Club, and it comes out as if he signed a long-term multi-year contract.
You know, the thing, though, Randy plays a lot of basketball in the offseason anyway, so it's not like this is, you know, it's a nice thing that he's doing with the league and could get them some pub and help some kids out, obviously. But him playing basketball, he was a hell of a basketball player in high school, and it would probably be fun to watch.
Well, it would be. I mean, last year I watched him play in the California Summer Professional League. So he played against guys that are in the NBA and did a good job. I saw one of the games out in Long Beach last year. And that's really what this is with the USBL. You know, a lot of guys love to play the sport. In fact, Roy Jones plays in the USBL. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of these guys that are multidimensional athletes. And so it's really not that big a deal, except that even though it's a hot part of the playoffs in NBA and baseball's flying high, when you talk about NBA, people want to listen, people want to read.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it should be fun for him. And it's not something, excuse me, that is any concern for you or for the Vikings.
No, not at all. I mean, I think that Randy loves to play basketball. He's always done that. Our concern is that we don't have him signed to a long-term contract yet. But we also don't have Matt Burke signed to a long-term contract, mm-hmm. Robert Griffith, or Kylie Wong. That's four players that are really trying to get that money up there, and we just haven't been able to get it done yet. But hopefully before, you know, the next year's unrestricted free agency, we'll get all four of those guys done. All four of them are very good players for us, all four for our future. But people make it seem like it's Randy. It's not just Randy. It's about the players wanting more money.
It certainly is, and the core players you're trying to keep together. Tell me the truth there, though. One-on-one, you or Randy?
So we play horse. Yeah, I tell him I can beat him in horse.
There you go.